Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Sentencing hearings are underway in Montgomery Federal Court this morning for the three men who pleaded guilty in the Alabama corruption case. WVAS News reporter Marcus Hiles is at the courthouse.
U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson began hearing witnesses at 10 o'clock this morning in the sentencing phase of this much-talked-about case. Developer Ronnie Gilley, lobbyist Jared Massey, and former state representative Terry Spicer all have pled guilty for their part in a bribery conspiracy scheme to influence the passage of gambling legislation. Gilley has asked for a sentence of 6 months of home confinement. Prosecutors are seeking a 10-year, 11-month prison term. Jared Massey could receive an 11 years and 2 month sentence if prosecutors have their way. Massey's suggested sentence for himself has been sealed at his request. Meanwhile, former Representative Spicer wants a sentence of 2 to 2.5 years in prison, while prosecutors are pushing for 5 years. From what reporters on the scene are being told, witnesses are being presented in each consecutive case, but the judge is expected to announce the sentences all at once. There's been no timetable on when that will happen. The court may take a lunch break and then come back this afternoon. We will let you know more when developments occur. From the Montgomery Federal Courthouse, I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News.
State Representative Alvin Holmes is opposed to changing the name of the Rosa Parks Avenue Branch Library in honor of the city's first black librarian, Bertha Pleasant Williams. Holmes, in a recent interview with WVAS, said changing the name would send the wrong message to the world.
Well, I'm vigorously opposed to taking Rosa Parks' name off the library and inserting another person's name there. Rosa Parks was the person who started the civil rights movement here in the city of Montgomery. She had to move to Detroit, Michigan to get away from the threats and the harassment.
The Montgomery Democrat said if the city council agrees Tuesday to change the name, he will block all city and county legislation. The Montgomery County Commission unanimously approved the change last week. 33 counties are now eligible for low-interest federal loans after U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack declared a drought emergency in about half of the state's counties. The disaster declaration was issued Friday. Some of the counties eligible for federal assistance includes Autauga, Bibb, Bullock, Butler, Chambers, Chilton, Conecuh, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Lee, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery counties. Alabama AG Commissioner John McMillan said farmers in the eligible counties have 8 months to apply for loans. Registration for the new school year begins this week for Montgomery Public School students. Middle school, high school, and elementary school students can register today through Thursday from noon to 5:30 p.m. Registration begins today for middle school students through July 26th. Enrollment for high school students will begin on July 23rd through August 2nd. And registration for elementary school students starts July 30th through August 9th. To register, MPS parents or legal guardians must provide their photo ID and verification of their legal residence, along with the child's birth certificate, up-to-date immunization record, and the child's Social Security card. A child must be 5 years old on or before September 2nd to enter kindergarten, and parents should register their child in their zoned school. Lawyers for a former university professor charged in a campus shooting rampage at the University of Alabama in Huntsville are asking the Alabama Supreme Court to order the state to pay expert witnesses for her insanity defense. Attorneys for Amy Bishop argued in court papers that the state comptroller's office has improperly ignored orders by a judge to make the payments. Bishop is accused of killing three colleagues and wounding three others in February of 2010. Alabama State University's 2012 freshman orientation is in full swing. The new ASU family members are becoming acclimated to their future surroundings. Enrollment Management's Associate Provost and Vice President Charisse Peters says the process is critical to committing to the college experience.
What we know nationally is that students that attend orientation actually register for their courses before they leave and get all their financial aid and everything all together, actually matriculate into that institution at a rate of about 98%. So orientation's like your last chance in a university to seal the deal, and so far so good.
Peters has four additional orientations planned before school starts August 20th. And ASU fans will have plenty of seating to choose from when the new $60 million stadium is complete this November, just in time for the 89th annual Turkey Day Classic. ASU's athletics director, Stacy Danley, describes the stadium's detailed design.
We have 750 club seats, which is basically a chair back seat that you can sit in and be comfortable with. But if you purchase the club seat, you have access to the club lounge that will have food and hospitality as well as TV monitors in there. You can go out to the game or you want to go inside and cool off. You have access to that club lounge. We also have 24 load seats, which comes in sections of 8, and it has a nice drink rail in front of you and a executive chair that you can swivel around in as if you were sitting right behind your desk.
Danley said the stadium will also feature a state-of-the-art recruiting lounge along with locker equipment and training rooms. Expect a 30% chance of rain this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with your highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the evening, your lows in the mid-70s. Tuesday, rain chances increase to 50%, your highs around 90 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers, your lows in the lower 70s. Wednesday, look for a 40% chance of rain, your highs in the lower 90s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers, your lows in the lower 70s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.